Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the fifth quarter with Coach Johnson. Part of the JC Hawks Sports Network. With guest host Jennifer Garland Johnson. Joining Jennifer tonight is Rebecca Pounders of the Tennessee Thunder.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. My apologies. Coach Johnson is under the weather, so I'm filling in for him tonight. This is our first time doing this, so bear with us with the hiccups, but we got Rebecca Pounders joining us in here in a little bit. We'll talk to her and get her take on the team awards party this past weekend. And she won an award for most improved. So we're excited to hear what she's got to say about that. And we'll talk about other award winners that were announced at the party as well. So first off, we'd like to say, if you're new tuning in tonight, we're here at the same time, same place every week. We're available on iHeartRadio, Apple Music. 15 minutes after the show is finished, you can replay any shows on there that you've missed or the one we are just finishing up. So you can go on there and catch a replay. But the link will be posted every week on our website or on our Facebook page to listen live every week. Few news and notes we want to talk about before we get back on here in a few minutes. Sunday, September the 21st, we're pretty excited. We've got our first tryout coming up, workout for Tennessee Thunder to kick off the season workouts to get ready for prepare for the 2023 season. That'll be at 1 p.m. at West Hill Drive in Knoxville. So, again, we had that scheduled originally September the 24th, and Tennessee and Florida play that day, and they moved the game to prime time simply because they're both ranked up there, and that's going to be a prime time game. So they're saying we're cutting out here, so let me – I think it's we're using a new Skype system, so bear with us as we work through that and try to get the kinks worked out. This is only the second week back in the show. So, worked out here. We got a new microphone system, new headphone system to hopefully sound better than ever. But we just, like anything, you got to get the kinks worked out. Technology is great when it works and it's bad when it don't. So, hopefully by next week we'll have all that worked out. So, if we cut in and out, just bear with us. If you have any questions, call-ins, feel free. The number is 657-383-1020. Again, 657-383-1020. You can call in, send JC your questions, and we'll be glad to get that to him next week, or you can go live with us tonight. So, again, just to recap, she said we cut out Sunday, September the 25th, 1 p.m. West Hills Park in Knoxville is that tryout for Tennessee Thunder. Then we got another one scheduled October the 15th at Indian Trail at 1 o'clock on a Saturday. Then we got a little fundraiser going on for our team. We're having a Halloween party, and that's October the 29th. Then November the 12th, we got another tryout, same place as the one we're having on Sunday. So we're pretty excited about that. We're excited to get back into the swing of things. We just had our awards party this past weekend and wrapped up the season awards. And now we're just awaiting our rings in the mail, and it'll be a wrap. So we're excited to get back to work. We're excited to see everybody, see the new faces that are coming out. And just the grind when you've got the schedule and you're thinking it's a, but you're like, well, what am I gonna do this weekend? We ain't got football. So myself, I'm excited. I'm excited to get back at it. I like the camaraderie on the field as much as the friendships with the ladies, and you know, just working every weekend to get better. So our first practice will be in January 7th, I think, is that date, the first official pad practice. So just can't wait for that. The colder weather will be rolling around by then, and it'll be time to get down to the nitty-gritty. So like I said, this past weekend we had our awards banquet for hosting us. Great host. He allows us to practice at his place all throughout the year. He done us a shrimp bowl, and man, was it good. He treated us right, as always. Great host. We appreciate the hospitality. We appreciate all he does for us. A great friend on and off the gridiron, I guess you would say, because we've known him for quite a while, so we appreciate all that he's done for us. Three things that I would like to, or three people that, one might be in myself, so two other, this is something that gets overlooked a lot, is how important practice is. You know, when I talk about how much I love it, I would love for all of our players to have that same drive, to have that same passion, and, you know, different people play for different reasons, and whatever that may be, you know, that's to each individual. But myself, I love to practice. I wish we could practice a lot more than what we do. Unfortunately, for everybody's schedule and busy life and work, we don't get to do. Zoe Moreland and Becky, Rebecca Pounders, had perfect attendance for practice for this past season. Now, Becky showed up late sometimes, but she made it. So that's the important thing. I would love for everyone to take that same approach, to be there on time, to be there ready to work, to be there to get better. As a team, you can never grow. You can never get where you want to be if players don't take that same. The perfect attendance of practice is a huge, huge thing. I think it's great. I appreciate their efforts. And I'm challenging each one of our ladies, new and veterans, I'm challenging each one of you to make an excuse why you can be to practice, not why you can't get to practice. So just take it seriously. If we do all do that, and we all do that part, we'll get back to where we our goal is, and that's to be a winner again this year. So I'm getting the message that Rebecca is on. Rebecca, are you on?
I'm here.
There you are. I couldn't hear you. So welcome to the show. We're live, as you know. We're going to be putting you on the spot with some questions tonight. So not really. It's nothing you don't know. But as I'd said earlier, our awards was handed out this past weekend. You won Most Improved Player. This is your second year playing. Most improvement between year one and year two. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, last year, when I first started playing, I knew pretty much nothing about football. I've watched games, and I cheered growing up. I wasn't allowed to play football, even though I wanted to. And because I wasn't allowed to play, I decided that I didn't need to know anything about football. So learning football, it took a minute. And learning that, you know, I have adult ADHD and trying to understand everything and slow everything down and take my mind off of the family life and put it on the field and just focus on the game, it took a lot. And it last season, I kind of absorbed a lot. And I didn't get a lot of field time. I didn't get a lot of play time. And I made a lot of mistakes and still made a lot of mistakes. But I got a lot more time on the field. And I finally found a position that I personally love. And I think that I managed to do quite well at. And with the team effort and everybody behind me and all the players that we have on the team surrounding me, that I'm able to follow through with my position. And so I feel that, you know, my improvements are just me. I feel like a lot of it is, yes, I improved, but my improvements were gained through trusting my teammates and my teammates stepping up and having my back. 10 times more than last season. The team that we have this year, the players that are on the field this year with us, were just absolutely amazing. And if it weren't for each and every player on the field, there's no way I would have been able to improve the way I did this year.
Making mistakes is part of the game. You know, you said you made a lot of them, and a lot of times mistakes is how you grow as a player and how you learn, how you develop your game, and how you get better. I mean, you know, we do have a pretty hardcore group of girls around you, and for that I'm grateful. And you know, you're a mom of six kids, so you're used to things being hectic. So I can't imagine what it takes for you to get to practice. Talk a little bit about how important practice is and important it is to get there, and what you go through just to get to practice.
Well, me getting to practice, and we're speaking of kids, and here comes one of mine that I've told need to go to bed already. I'm sorry. Getting to practice is, you know, there's a seeing which kids are going, which kids are not going, which kids have things that they can keep busy with, which kids can help on the field, which kids can help with snacks and water. And there's some that we've even put on the field to help, you know, help us practice. This season coming up, we will have my oldest daughter on the field with us. She'll be able to play. But to me, you know, practice makes perfect. And, you know, I am by far perfect and a long, long shot from it. But I'm not going to be able to learn unless I'm there. And if I've made a mistake in the game, I know that I need to work on it, and the best way for me to work on it is to show up at practice and let the coaches get in there and, you know, show me how to break down these plays and work on my position more. And just that hard work and that grind on the field, it makes all of us a better player. And
right.
I remember, you know, the biggest thing that Coach Dave has said is, if you're not giving your 100, you're not giving your all, even in practice, your other players, you're cutting them short. Because if I'm not, you know, if I'm practicing D-line and I'm pushing against O-line and I'm not giving my 100, then they're not getting a full practice in themselves.
Well, you know,
the
they say iron sharpens iron.
Absolutely.
So that's You told us that your daughter's going to be joining you on the field this season for the first time. It'll be our first time having a mother-daughter duo on the field together. Tell us how you feel about that. How are you going to feel when your baby takes a hit?
Normal mother. I am excited. It is the teenage years, I think, have completely warmed me up to this. And that mouth, and, you know, from her being, you know, at practices and games and just all around, that she is very quick to have a comment, to say something, to always have to say something. And I'm excited to be able to see that first tackle. And I'm kind of hoping that I might get to be the first one to tackle her.
I hear that. Well,
we might have to set that one up.
That we might have to video that so you all can have the bragging rights. But you know what? If she gets the better of you, then what? You know, she's going to have bragging rights over mom. I think we're all pretty excited to see that and to see how, you know, she's been around us all this season. She knows a little bit of how we operate. She knows what to expect, I think. So I'm excited to see her to get on some pads and get out there. And, you know, we talked at the awards thing. I said, you've been on the field, you know, helping with water, doing whatever we need. I said, listen, you know that come, it was Saturday at the time, I said, you know when tryouts come around, which is now on Sunday, I said, we're turning it up 100%. I said, it's full go time, full speed all the time. It's time to shine. And she says, I can't wait for you to see this side of me. That's what she told me. So I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited to see, you know, other than just lollygagging around at practice just because she could, to, you know, coach ain't going to cut her no slack now. She's one of us. So I'm excited to see that, and I'm excited to see how she responds. You know, you say you're excited, but until you're in that moment, I'm excited to see how everybody responds. It's an interesting situation that I'm excited to see. So I'm excited to see what kind of hit she's going to give. That's the thing. I'm excited to see her aggression and how she's going to respond.
Well, you know, and this is something I have said several times, is that I don't like to say it in front of her. But she's tough, and I'm pretty sure that she could probably take me. She's got me on height, she's got me on weight, and she's definitely got me on strength, and it's just knowing how to do it. The big difference is I'm a lot meaner than she is, and I've had a lot more years of practice at it, but if we can just channel that and show her how to do it and do it correctly so that she doesn't get hurt, she's going to be a beast.
Right. Well, I'm excited to see what that. So tell me a little bit moving on here, because we're all excited to see what Faith does. Faith Grace, she's got a couple nicknames. Tell me what it means to you personally to win this award.
I'm humbled. I'm definitely humbled. To me, this means that my teammates have seen my hard work and they've seen my effort that I have put in this year. And some of them, you know, didn't know me last year, didn't see the work that I did last year and, you know, all the practices and workouts that I was at last year, just trying to learn the ropes. But they saw from the first practice or the first practice that they came into or, you know, when we were all together, the growth that I had over the season. And to me, that's just, it's very humbling to me that they've noticed that. Because there's a lot of times, you know, with six kids that moms go unnoticed, and just moms in general, you know. But when you've got six kids, it's really hard a lot of times, because, you know, the kids come first and the kids' needs, and you kind of stand back and it's never your turn. And Saturday it was my turn, and it felt really, really good.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, the thing I've said about, you know, these awards and winning them, it's always a great feeling when your teammates vote for you. You know, you hear things sometimes, well, a coach's favorite wins this, a coach's favorite wins that. You only won that because you're the coach's pick. You know, when your teammates vote on it, and it's right there in black and white from your teammates, that means, not that it doesn't mean anything from your coaches, because of course it does, but you know your coaches are in agreement with it when your teammates decide it as well. So that makes it that much more special when they have voted for you and voted for the award, and that just, to me, that means the world. Like you said, it humbles you. You know, for the first time ever in my career, and I've been playing quite a while, I won the team MVP, and that's the only word I could use to describe it. You know, he didn't make us give a speech this time, which was good, because normally in the past he puts you on the spot and makes you give a speech. I'm really glad he didn't do that. But, you know, the only word I could think of was humbled, because, again, your teammates voted on that. Your teammates deemed you worthy for that award. You know, that just puts a price tag on it that doesn't have a price to me. It just makes me feel honored to take the field with these ladies to begin with, and then they feel like you deserve one of these awards. You know, it just takes it to the next level. You know, the friendship on and off the field. One of our teammates is getting married, and I think most of us are involved in the wedding. You know, you just build lifetime commitment, friendships on and off the field. I think they even actually met through football. So football brings people together, not just on the field as teammates, but they bring people in your life forever. I've met people through football that when my playing days is over, when some of them are coaches, some of them are players, when they're not coaching anymore or when they're not playing anymore, we're still going to have that friendship. We're still going to have that connection. So football brings people into your life that changes your life. Most of them for the better. Some of them try to make it for the worse, and you rule those out and weed them out and keep moving forward. But like I said, it brings people into your life that makes a difference in your life and makes a lasting impact on your life, you know, forever. So, you know, tell us about the friendships that you've made on and off the field with football, your connections, your coaches, how it's affected your day-to-day life, how they're involved in your day-to-day life. I know Coach Dave players several times a week, if not daily. He's involved. I've never had a coach like this, even though he is my significant other. I've never had a coach. Of course, I talk to him daily, but I've never had a coach with so much open communication. His phone is open 24/7. He's picked players up from God knows where and took them to appointments, pick them up when they're broke down. You know, the communication door is always open there. So, you know, he talks to most of you all several times a week, if not daily, like I said. You know, that's just, a commitment to practice. This is the same kind of commitment as a coach. Tell us how you feel about that.
I have gained a family. You know, I have this past year, I've had a lot of ups and downs in my personal life, and the team has been a significant part of my life this year. They have been a constant for me, from checking on me, just simple text messages, simple, you know, posts on Facebook, Snapchat, TikToks, Facebook Messenger, you know, just simple things. There are some of us that get together. We're close enough somewhat in distance that we can get together and hang out. And there's some, you know, that, you know, even if it's an hour's drive, I'm okay with that. We drive hour and a half for practice, and I will drive an hour and a half for a friendship. And I may not, you know, I may not be able to do it every day. I may not be able to do it every weekend, but I will do it as often as I possibly can. And because, you know, that's important to me. And it tickled me when we did our championship game, and Bam and I roomed together, and told me she was mad at me. And I was like, why in the world is Bam mad at me? And how am I going to get out of this without her not whooping me? Because, you know, Bam's Bam. Bam makes tackles. And she said, you didn't bring my good luck charm. Where is Faith? You know, and that warmed my heart. You know, she was upset because I didn't bring my kid. And that's a big thing for me. Because a lot of people, when you get in a big group of adults, they don't want kids around. And with our team, they don't care. They want to know where your kids are, and they include your kids. And, you know, this past, what was it, last week, my boyfriend just started a new job. And I got text messages from Coach Dave and Coach Mike. Hey, how's he liking his new job? I got a message from you. Hey, how do you like his job today? That means a lot. You know, not many people, I guess, recall, remember, things like that. And for you all to care enough to check in, check up, you know, if you're sick, hey, how you feeling? Is there something we can help you with? Is there something we can do? You know, I've offered, I don't care if it's an hour or two drive. I'll drive and drop, you know, Gatorades off on your doorstep. And there's been several times, you know, that we've all kind of jumped in and helped each other out. I think the only one that we probably wouldn't offer to drive and drop something off would have been Honeycutt.
Well, we probably could have had Amazon delivered to her. She was a little far. But, you know, it's the simple things in life. You know, a kind word, a kind gesture goes a long way. And, you know, we're the oldest two on the team, with me having that title solely to myself. You ain't far behind, but, you know, us being the older on the team, you know, coming home on the van ride from Kansas City, that's calling me grandma. You know, I'm like, well, you know, I am old enough probably to be a lot of Yens' moms, but come on now. But, you know, a kind word, a kind gesture, just you never know how it's going to affect somebody's day. You know, they can be having the crappiest day, and you just check on them, just show them you care, you know. And you don't do it just because they're a teammate. You do it because you genuinely care. You know, there's so many girls that don't play now that I still am in touch with, that I'm still friends with. You know, there's some that I wish would come back and play that, you know, that I don't talk to as much. And then they're, you know, not everybody's going to be best friends, and not everybody's going to get along, you know, and that's just human nature. We all have different personalities. But, you know, just trying to be a great human, just trying to be a great teammate, just trying to be a, you know, a kind person. You just never know, you know, life has so much negativity around all the time. It seems like somebody's always dealing with something. You just never know what a difference you can make in somebody's day. But just simply, hey, I'm just checking in on you today. How are you doing? You know, just showing the person, people in general, your coaches, your friends, anybody in your life, you know, family, that just showing them you're there, that you're an ear to listen. You know, there's some of these friends of mine that, you know, you listen to day in and day out of good stories, bad stories, and you're there for them all, and you just, you know, help them through bad situations, and they help you through sticky situations or whatever the case may be. You just, you know, you figure out life together, and it's always a lot easier when you got a kind word coming your way when you're down. Even when you're not down, you know, it makes your day. So,
Yeah,
like you said, Honeycutt's a little far away, but we still would have figured out something if she was in need. You know, Casey, when she tore her Achilles, I told her, I was like, hey, I might be a two-hour drive away, but if you need something, you know, we can figure something out to make it happen. You know, injuries are a part of the game. She didn't get hurt playing with us. She got hurt in rugby, but she's still our teammate. At the end of the day, we still care about her. We still want to make sure she's taken care of. And that goes for anybody that's on our team. There's a part of my life in general. But anyways, we'll get off that and move on. But we're at 8:30 here. We got about we'll talk about 10 more minutes, and we'll get off from here and cut it a little short tonight. We hope Coach Dave's back next week. We hope he gets on the mend soon. This is his gig, not ours. We're a little sketchy at it, but, hey, we're doing the best we can. He'll be back on next week, same time, same place. Again, as I said earlier, if you miss the show, we post the link on our Facebook page. If you miss the show 15 minutes after it's over, you can go on iHeartRadio, Apple Music, anywhere like that, and just search JC Hawk Radio and pull up all the episodes that maybe you've missed in the past. He tries to have somebody different on here every week as guest. It was a last-minute thing, so I was like, hey, who can fill in this week and help me out here? So I appreciate you for doing that. Before we cut it a little short here tonight, let's talk about our social media. We got our nonprofit status in this past week, so we've been working like beavers to get all of our, you know, ducks in a row, getting our PayPals and our Cash Apps and our Venmos and all that nonprofit stuff activated and set up. But let's talk about our social media, because that's something that we've had set up for a little bit, and we've got active on all the sites out there, and we need people to go share, like, follow, subscribe, whatever it may be, to all of our social media. So let's go through and talk a little bit about each one of those.
All right.
You want to start with the ones you take care of?
The ones I take care of. Oh goodness.
Which
no, I'm bad.
It?
I'm bad with.
So let's see. Well, we'll just start at the top of the list, which is the most popular to me, and that's Facebook. Coach Mike and myself normally try to post on that daily, a couple times a day, so at least once. Right now, we've been spotlighting this week, which we didn't announce all these winners, so we can go back and do that. We've announced them on our Facebook page, which is the Tennessee, spelled out, Thunder Women's Tackle Football Team. Now, I checked our statistics while ago, and we are at 2,600 likes. So I would like to challenge our players and our fans, anyone out there in Radio Land, you don't have to be close by to like our page. I would like to see us hit 3K by next week. And that means just going on there, inviting your friends, sharing our page. We post a lot of content. We post all of our events. We post the links to coaches' shows. We post everything we got going on coming up with the team. We post inspirational quotes. You just never know what you're going to see on there. This week we started spotlighting our award winners. And we started off the week, of course, not with an award winner on a plaque, which we received, but as Terry Young is our host. We put out a special thank you to him, and I mentioned it earlier what a great host he was and how much we appreciate you know, him cooking for us and allowing us to use his place to practice, to work out. Very nice place, and just opens his heart and his home to us and allows us free reign pretty much at our discretion. We can't say thank you to enough to him, you know, just like we was talking earlier. He's pretty point blank. If he likes you, he likes you. If he don't, he don't. So, you know, he likes us, thank goodness, and he's allowed graciously, you know, for us to practice down there. So we started off the week with him, giving him a huge thank you. You know, I know that ain't enough, but, you know, we are nonprofit and poor here, so until we hit it big, we'll have to just keep moving on with the small stuff. But and then we moved, was it yesterday? Who did we do yesterday? Christina Harmon, number 21. She won Offensive Player of the Year. So talk a little bit about Chris. Give a little bit of information on her, and we'll just kind of highlight these as we go through our social media here. Tell us about Chris. You and her are big friends.
I love Chris. She's my boo. Chris is she does a lot of running back. She says, you know, that learning the running back, she's really fallen in love with it a lot more. And the biggest thing about Chris that we don't like is that she lives so far away. She's in South Carolina.
Right.
We begged her to move. We threatened to kidnap her. And it's really not so far away, but it's just far enough away that, you know, it kind of hinders some things, you know, her work schedule and living far enough away. And she's got two kids. That it, you know, it kind of keeps her from being able to make some of the stuff, you know, the
being
fundraisers
and things.
Being as
involved as you'd like to be, yeah.
Yeah,
it's, you know, when we went on a little, I'm not to interrupt your story here, but we went on a little road trip down near Chattanooga to a fundraiser a coach was doing for the team. Well, we went to help him down there. And I said, Becky, just think I used to drive farther than this to practice every week, sometimes two, three times a week. You said, I think I just have to move. So Chris
yep.
knows what that's like because I think the distance is pretty similar. So you definitely got to have a love and a passion for the game to travel.
And, you know, she's a single mom, and so trying to fit that in, work schedule, kids, things like that. That's kind of hard. You know, it's trying to make sure you got child care or make sure the kids are, you know, taken care of just so that you can come practice or so that you can make the games is really hard sometimes.
It is. It's hard enough to make games and practice with children, much less, you know, you have these fundraisers and activities. You know, it's hard for her to make them. It's hard for anybody to make them out of town and like I said, her drive. We just greatly appreciate her and the effort she puts in to make it. So we'll move on to my favorite position on the field and getting ready to bride to be Teresa Taylor, number 81 line woman of the year. She's getting ready to be our bride, in less than a month. She's
I think they should
getting married,
days.
Getting hitched up. What's that?
Was it 22 days, they said?
It's right around the corner. It ain't long. So, you know, like I said, we're all involved in that some way, shape, or form. We're excited about that. She started out the season not even going to play. She's just her wife-to-be plays, and she said she was retired. She wasn't going to play this year. She's just going to kind of help out coach on the line. And several practices in, I'm like, are you sure you don't want to reconsider this? And we get to talking, and the next thing I know, she's coming in pads. So I talked to her just today, and I said, you know, what's it feel like? You know, she said she'd played there so long, and had never won anything, and she just you know, it felt like all her years of hard work has paid off, you know, to finish off the season with a you know, everybody likes to win a team award, but you know what? As I told one of my friends at work the other day, we was talking about, I said, I'd give up all, you know, any accolade that's individual as long as the team wins the championship, because that should be everyone's ultimate goal. And, you know, and she said the same thing, but, you know, they are nice and they're exciting to win, and they're good for your morale, I guess, especially when you've had a tough year, or, you know, you just decide thinking you wasn't going to play. But I said, well, you thinking, you know, what's your thoughts for 2023? He said, I'm ready to go. I can't wait to practice on Sunday. So that was exciting to hear, you know, that she is coming back and is ready to get to work again and try to fight for that same award again. So it's exciting to have her decide that she wants to play again. And then we got Defensive Player of the Year, Bam Bam, Kayla Henry, number four. I think everybody knows who Bam Bam is. If they don't, they get hit by her one time, they're going to know who Bam Bam is. She don't carry that name for no reason. Talk about some of the plays you've seen Bam Bam make.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, the blitzing that she does, and the funniest thing that I remember was Kansas City was here playing at home, or playing us here at home, and at one point in time, the quarterback was yelling at her team, and she said, somebody's got to get number four. Somebody's got to block her.
We heard that a lot this year.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that was the first time I heard it, you know, and I busted out laughing, and I it may have been just rude of me, but I just laughed in her face, and I said, you can't stop her. She's a freight train coming at you. You better get ready.
She has good size, and she can move and use it. Her agility, her athleticism is just off the chart. You know, you look at a player and you say, my gosh, what I would do to have that athleticism. That's Bam. I mean, she's made plays this season, and I just kind of stopped and watched myself and think, dang, you know. And then in the championship, accidents happen. You hate to see anybody get hurt, but, you know, it was fourth down, and that girl was trying to fourth and like one or two. It was very short. That girl tries to run around her end, pick up that first down, and she folds her up like a popsicle stick. And I felt so bad for the girl. She broke her leg. But those plays like that, you know, it kind of really changed the momentum of the game for us at that point. You know, we never looked back once we scored. But, you know, those are game-changing hits. And she has had a highlight reel of them all season. Just one arm and people. I mean, she was chasing this girl down. I was coming across the field, and she had this girl by the back of the jersey with one arm. And I thought, there's no way she's going to bring this cat down. So I'm angling at her. And with one arm, as she just launches herself in the air and just slings this girl down, I mean, like a kid. And I was like, my God. It was like she had so many jaw-dropping hits and tackles, and just, she is an amazing, amazing athlete. I am proud to say that she is on my side of the field, because I sure know one thing: playing a lot of offensive line in my life, I'd hate to know that it was my job to try to block them.
You know, I would hate to know that I was on the opposite side of any of our teammates. We have one heck of a team. And knowing that...
Well, you know what? There's not many of us, but you know what? We're tough.
And, you know, you were talking about, you know, Bam's injury. And kind of going back to Teresa, she played championship with injury. She played the Hall of Fame with injury. And she's coming back this year with both of her knees. You know, she's going, you know, that's not the good one, and that's not any better. You know, this one's a bad one, and that one's not much better than the other one. And, you know, Bam, you know, she got hurt a couple of times, and they made her sit out. And the whole time she's sitting there going, Coach, can I go back in? Coach, can I go back in? And she just got so mad that she couldn't get back on the field and go back in the game yet. And, I mean, she was just ready to go. And that determination that we have, I don't know one single one of us that hasn't hit that field injured, completely unable to continue
playing.
Well,
you know, we're just tough. We're just, you know, it's funny, but it's not funny. When, you know, I talk about it a lot in my work, I got a couple people that really support, you know, that are big supporters at my work that come to the game. One of them's like my second mom. You know, she's just a great support system, and we talk about football every single day and life in general. But we was just talking about, I said, we show up, and these teams are almost laughing at us when we show up and roll off the bus, because we're all not your average drawled down six-pack ab athletes, you know, and I'm not downplaying this in any way, and they think they almost underestimate us at that point, because they think there ain't no way they're going. But, you know, we got two things that they can't judge, and that's heart and toughness. And by the time the game's over, they realize that we got two things that they can't coach and they can't teach. So we got a question from a listener. Miss BJ just messaged me and said, a listener wants to know about winning a championship. I asked her to be more specific, but we'll just talk in general a little bit about that feeling, about winning it, how it feels. This was your first time. You played in one before, and we'd gotten beat. We came out the winners on this side of one. Tell us the emotional roller coaster of being on both sides of that aspect.
You know, last year when we didn't win, it was so heartbreaking. And, you know, because we had a really good shot, and we had a lot of good athletes. For me, the difference in the team we had last year and the team this year was we had a lot of good athletes, but the athletes didn't have the heart that we
mm-hmm.
this year. And
we said that simultaneously too.
Yeah. That made all the difference in the win. And it was just grand and glorious. I mean, it's like when we were done, I just kind of walked around like it was like, I didn't know what to do. Like, there were tears, but the tears wouldn't fall. And I was smiling, but I felt like I was crying. And I felt like I wanted to run a marathon, but there was no way I had that much energy. And, I mean, it was just, it's unexplainable. I mean, like, all
you
of that energy.
You can't explain it, no.
You
really
can't.
All the emotions come running back together.
We worked so hard, all of those practices, all of that, you know, that drive, that van ride to Kansas City and back, you know,
I
the
think
craziness.
To me that was the defining moment of our team this season. I think, you know, you hear of this all the time in the NFL, is finding their mojo, finding their I'm not sure what the exact word is, but they got to find the gel. You know, like these receivers and quarterbacks, they got to gel. They got to get that bond. And that ride to Kansas City, I think, defined us as a team. We were determined. We all had the same. And the difference in last year and this year, too, I'm going to touch on that for a second, is because I'd been a part of a winning championship team before. You know, that was in 2017, was a lot like this year. We had a lot of things stacked against us. We had a group of players quit right close to season start. It kind of left us in disarray, and we had to regroup and come back together, and we came back stronger than ever. And then we ended up that we lost one game that year and won the championship. But this season I felt like was different because we all had the same goals. We all had the mentality of we will do whatever it takes to win the game. Coach, put me in wherever you need me to play to win the game. There were so many players that played so many positions this year just because that's where you were needed this week. And I think that mentality was not there last year. There was so many, you know, I don't ever like to talk down, but last year the mentality was not there. There were so many people that was about me, and me being the star, and not about the team, not about coach, put me where I need to be for us to be successful. I think this year every single lady on this team had that mentality. It don't matter if that's normally your position, that you've never played there before. It didn't matter. Wherever we were needed, I think every one of us played somewhere different. I think you, for the most part, probably played close to the same position all year. But other than that, I think everybody else played multiple positions. And, you know, that's good, and that's what it takes. You know, it takes that from your ladies to be bought in. It takes that for the goal to be met, which our goal is the same thing here every year. It's to win a championship, and that's never going to change as long as, you know, Coach Dave is the coach and I'm a player here. That mentality will never leave. It's championship every year, and we expect it. You know, and you talk about those emotions. You know, those emotions of winning that game is indescribable. First of all, because you knew that was the goal, and you knew that it was the mission. And when it was accomplished, you're like, okay, that's what I expect. To me, it was when we walked off that field, and it's like, okay, that's what I expected to happen. It happened. We'll celebrate this tonight, and let's start thinking about the next one. You know, that's my mentality. My mentality is, that's what I expected to happen because that's the mindset we went into it with. We went in the mindset to win the game. We went in with the mindset to dominate the game, and we did that pretty much from start to finish, had our way, capped it off, held the trophy up, and walked off the field. You know, that's just everybody, I think, expected that. Everybody had the same mindset, the same mentality. So those kind of games are never taken for granted for me simply because you don't ever know when you're going to get back there. You might not ever get back there. And winning one is hard, hard to do. But when you do, it's like, that was the goal. That's what I expected. That's what happened. Mission accomplished. You know, so to me, winning is a high that it's an addiction. I don't know how everybody else feels about it. But I feel like a lot of our teammates have the same mindset is, you know, they talk about drugs being addiction, but winning is an addiction. It's the more you win, the more you want to win. At least it is for me. We win a game, I want to win the next, and I want to win the next. And I don't want to lose. Losing is not an option, and it's not fun. You know, some people say, well, losing is where you learn. You might learn, but I don't think anything – that's never my objective. I never want to go into a game to lose to learn. I want to win. So, you know, that should be everybody's mentality on this team here, and I feel like for the most part it is win now, and succeed.
You know, and so, I think a lot of people, you know, use the you learn when you lose mentality for the people who don't know how to humble themselves. And I truly, honestly think that if anybody has ever met anybody, you know, any one person on our team or our team as a whole, there isn't one single player that we have who doesn't know the definition of humble when it comes to we won that game by hard work and determination, and it wasn't given to us. We worked our butts off for that, and we earned it. We deserved that because we did the work. We put in the work. We didn't just pay our way through. We are robbing from Peter to pay Paul just to make the trip sometimes. And, you know, we're doing these fundraisers just to barely have the gas money to get there for some, you know, some trips. And it's not we knew we were going to do it. We know we can. We know we should, and that's what we came here to do. And we are very humbled by the win because we know how we got there.
Yep, you're right. We're about out of time. We've talked a lot longer than we thought we was. But I guess it goes when you're having fun and talking about things you love. So let's run through this social media and cap it off. We got sidetracked a little, and that's okay. That makes for an interesting conversation. That means you're talking real talk. So let me finish on this first. The award winners is Rookie Offensive Player of the Year, because we don't want to leave either of these two ladies unnoticed. Most definitely, they're a huge asset to our team. Is Rookie Offensive Player of the Year is Emily Harold, number 10. Now, Emily started off this year as a receiver, and she ended up at quarterback and did a great job in the championship game. She accounted for quite a few of our points, and we're excited to see where 2023 takes Emily. She came to us a princess. She still is a princess, but we aggravate her about that all the time. But when football comes, I was a little worried at first about her taking a hit. But once she's gotten the flow of it, she's kind of figured things out. And I'm excited to see what 2023 holds for her.
Yeah. Emily, I like to think of as our wild child.
She's like everybody's kid. We got to kind of rein her in, don't we?
Yeah. She's sweet and innocent, but I think she's got a wild streak, and she keeps us going. She is definitely
she is
the
youngest
party
on the team, ain't she?
I believe so. Well, besides Faith. But yeah, she definitely keeps us going, and I think I heard her at the awards ceremony trying to talk Whit and T into being their DJ for their wedding. So. Not sure what kind of dancing we're going to be doing.
Oh, it's hard to tell with her hosting. And last but not least, we got Rookie Defensive Player of the Year, Chastity Merritt, number 12. Chast and Harv are best friends. Harv actually recruited Chast from her work, and we're sure great she did. You know, Chast plays some running back, too. She's played defensive end. She's played linebacker. She's played corner. You know, one of these players that we've said, hey, you're going to have to play here this week. You're going to have to practice here and play here this week. And she stepped up every single week and performed, and we're sure glad to have her. She's tough-nosed. She can take a hit, and she can deliver a hit, and I'm sure glad that Harv recruited her.
Yeah. One of the best things I like about Chastity is she's teachable, and she has the best attitude about it. Coach says, hey, Chas, come here, and it's okay, put me where you need me, and you know, teach me what you need me to do today. And she picks up on it quick. She jumps in, and it's all or nothing with her.
I love that mentality. Being coachable is one of the greatest things a coach can ask for. You can be the most talented person in the world, but if you're not coachable, then you're a coach's frown on that, I'll just say. So we'll finish running through the social media so we can jump off here. So we got Facebook, the Tennessee spelled out Thunder Women's Tackle Football Team. Share our page, like our page, follow our page, invite your friends to our page. Like I said, we post everything on there that's going on with the team. So please share our page. If you need to contact us, email is tnthunderwomensfootball@gmail.com, or the phone number is Coach Dave, 423-707-8007. You can reach out to us at either of those methods anytime. We're on Instagram. It's TN, Tennessee Thunder Women's Tackle Football. And again, TN, Thunder Women's Tackle Football. I operate the Instagram, but I'm not a huge knowledgeable person of it. So check us out on there. Snapchat, at us, Tennessee, TN, Thunder Champs. We post on there. I think you handle that for the most part. So add us as a friend, and we'll accept. Twitter is the, T-H-E-T-N, Thunder, at the TN Thunder again. So tweet to us, and we'll become followers of each other, however that works. I'm not a huge Twitter person either. TikTok, follow us at TN Thunder Women's Football. We always got some kind of little jingle up with some pictures, and you know, the latest little trend going is TikTok, so we know everybody's got it. Follow us on there. And in YouTube, we've got that up, but we don't have a huge amount of content on there yet, but we're working on it. Subscribe to our page, Tennessee spelled out, Tennessee Thunder Women's Tackle Football. That's all our social media platforms. So share them, like them, follow them, subscribe, whatever you got to do to make sure you're following us. Again, Becky, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I think this has went pretty well. I hope we made Coach proud, and I dang sure hope he's back next week. But again, before we jump off air, I just want to recap. Sunday, September the 25th at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, West Hills Park on Sheffield Drive in Kingsport, or Knoxville, Tennessee. Again, West Hills Park on Sheffield Drive. Come join us. We're going to have our first workout / tryout of the season down there. We're supposed to have several new faces, and we're excited about that. We're excited to see who shows up old and new, and let's kick off 2023 the right way, getting that work in. So, again, Becky, we appreciate you for calling in tonight, giving us your take on some things. We appreciate that very much. We appreciate Miss JC for all the work she does in getting Coach's podcast out there and keeping it up and running. And until next time, we hope you all have a great night and enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me.